If your job is on life support, you need the Job Doctor. My brain is a walking database of thousands of case studies on how careers rise and fall. I'll help you diagnose what's really going on. It's the guidance you need to get back on track from someone who's been there. You can make the money you always wanted to make, doing the type of work you have always wanted to do. You may just need a little help from the Job Doctor. Hello and welcome to the Job Doctor. The doctor is in today, and we are going to talk about bad bosses today. That seems to be a very common problem for people. And how do you work with a bad manager? Can you win with a bad manager? So today we have Hannah on the line. Hannah, tell us just a little bit about you and tell us what your problem is.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I have been reporting to my manager for about 8 months now, and I don't believe she has experience leading a team. It's just me and her. And I now report to her due to a reorg. I'm not really getting great feedback from her, great direction, not being included on a lot of projects. I'm always asking for clarity. I think she's just used to doing things on her own a lot and maybe is having trouble having a direct report and knowing what to give me. So I find myself doing a lot of administrative work.
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand, you know, what I can do to kind of give her more information about what I need. And then also if I'm not getting what I need from her, if I'm getting any more negative feedback on my next review, you know, is it ever appropriate to go to her manager and what I could do to navigate that?
So did I just catch that right? You got a bad review from this manager.
Correct. Yep.
And what did she have to say about you?
So the review was mixed, and I think that there were negatives and there were positives, right? And so the negatives, specifically when I pressed her for more clarification, she said that I needed to be more confident and that there was a sort of this general guidance that she said that the client groups expect a faster turnaround and that maybe some of the, you know, turnaround wasn't fast enough for her. But when I asked for specific examples, I got nothing. And also I'm confused too, because I've always been very prompt in my responses. So it seemed like almost she was kind of making it up as she went along, like that maybe she needed to fill the blanks of something negative to say and just kind of filled in the blanks a little bit.
Okay. Well, this gets more complicated then, because you have a new manager, not probably the greatest manager in the world, who also has some non-complimentary things to say about you that are not terribly specific, nor do you agree with them. So that's a lot of complication. Here's the first thing I probably would do. I would ask to talk to your manager and I would say, I really want to be a trusted business partner to you. I mean, it's really important to me that I do well. And in all my previous jobs, I've done really well. This is the first somewhat negative review I've ever gotten. And I thought it would be really helpful for us to just kind of have a restart on a couple of things and get some clarification. You talked to me about wanting me to be more confident. Can you help me understand a little bit more about what that looks like? When have you seen me not be as confident so that I can understand that better? So I want you to first to kind of dig in. Here's what it does. It's going to let all the negative energy out of the room when you're seeking feedback from someone who probably hasn't given you all of it honestly. And if you just listen to it and say, okay, thank you so much, you then have a little less tension between the two of you. And you also have the opportunity to create some boundaries about how the two of you work together. So you can ask her questions like, do you prefer email or do you prefer me text you? Or can I just pick up the phone when I want to talk to you about something? Is it okay to disagree with you? And if so, you know, do you want that done in private? Or, you know, you ask these questions because it will also set a map for you on how to work with this manager better, which is going to be really important. And hopefully it gives you permission. By the time you walk out of the room, you'll have some permission for you to engage with your manager differently. That can help her as well. How do you think she would respond to that conversation? Let me start there, because there's probably a lot to unwind here.
Yeah. No, it's tough. And I think in maybe not in that exact approach I've tried in the past to have like very honest conversations with her. And she just has this way of deflecting. I don't know if it's just because she's uncomfortable or, you know, it's not what she's not used to, that kind of, you know.
What does that look like?
Direct.
help me, because I'm pretty good with figuring out how to work with somebody if I understand their profile. What does deflect look like?
She'll deflect it to, oh, well, we need to focus on this very specific task. So you don't need to worry about it. Don't worry, you know, forget about it. Mm-hmm. That's actually exactly what happened. About a few weeks after that review, I asked specifically to reflect back on that review. And, you know, I've been thinking about this. Mm-hmm. This is how I approached it. I've been thinking about the review. And, you know, I want to understand, you know, a little bit more about it. She's like, oh, well, just forget about it. It's exactly what she said.
Just forget about it. Okay. All right. Okay.
So, you know, it's hard to probe much after that.
Okay. So maybe where you've had that first discussion, the next one would be, hey, I'd like to check in. I feel like I've made a lot of progress since we last talked about some of the things that, you know, we discussed before. I'd love to get your opinion on it. What are you seeing? How do you see it? You know, nothing, just how do you see it? And see what she says and see if you can get some insight as to where she's going. I think that would be helpful because you have two jobs right now. One job is to find out what the truth is about you. You have to know the truth. And people don't like telling the truth. And it's incredibly important that you know where you stand with her. And if she hedges on that, the second one says, oh, I think it's pretty good. Then ask a more clarifying question. Say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate me right now? And if she says 7, mm-hmm. what would make it a 10? And listen, don't argue, just listen. So that's one thing you have to do. The other thing you have to do is figure out how you work with a bad manager better. And, you know, it really boils down to how can you support her and make her look better? And so when's the last time you talked with her about, you know, what are the things that are keeping you up at night? What's difficult for you? How can I take the load off of you? Is there anything that I can do to help, you know, help us win? Have you had that conversation with her that directly?
Yeah, not too long ago, I asked, you know, broadly, like, hey, you've mentioned this deadline. There was one deadline she mentioned, and I asked her, broadly, like, you know, what's on the horizon over the next rest of the year, over the next few months, and you know, how can I prioritize certain projects to help, you know, to help you succeed? And the response was that the timeline was in draft and it needed to be approved by the manager. So, you know,
Does it feel squishy to you?
Like she didn't really know. Yeah.
Okay. Besides the squishiness and not knowing exactly where you stand with her, what bothers you the most about her?
To be honest, I think it's just like a lack of trust. Like, I wonder if the reorg made it seem like maybe she was uncomfortable that someone who was sort of close in title to her is now reporting to her and what that means for her. So maybe I'm internalizing that a little bit. And then maybe also taking feedback from other people on the team that maybe that's her concern.
Yeah. You know, with somebody squishy like that you're not sure where you stand and you're trying your best to interpret and ask the right questions, which you are. Here's something I want you to do. I want you to meet with her at least once every other week, ask these questions and use this script. I want you to put the projects that you're working on first priority, and I want second priority and third priority. And I want you to go to her and say, I want to make sure that I'm aligned with you at all times on the most important things. So what I've done is I put what I believe are the most important things, projects that I've got to knock off, or the most important initiatives that I'm responsible for. These are the things that if we do, we win. We look really good in the company. Priority 2 have to be done. Priority 3, these are the things that I want to get to, but they're the last priority. They're the things that I will, if I run completely out of time, these are the things where something might drop or get slowed down. And I want to make sure you and I are aligned 100%. The reason I want you to have that conversation is because it creates a common set of goals you're working towards. And it serves as a way for her to see the work that you're doing, to weigh in on it. And especially managers that aren't particularly clear or good with people, it forces them to make hard decisions about what is most important. And it helps you win because you may think you're number 1 on the list, maybe her number 6 on the list. And it's really important that as she thinks and rethinks every other week where those priorities are, that you're aligned. It's the best way I know to keep a manager that I can't get pinned down, how to keep him honest and keep myself out of trouble. Does that sound like a conversation you could have?
Yeah. I mean, I could work towards, I think that it just comes down to the facts. Like, here, this is what I'm working on. Are these still the priorities? And I think I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And try and go one level deeper, not just are these the priorities, but I want to make sure, you know, what you're trying to do is create a partnership, and business partners talk a certain way together. And you're trying to create a partnership with someone you don't currently have a partnership with. So saying, hey, I think we win when we do these things, but you know, I'm going to put these in this other order. Take a look at those. Do you think I have it right? So asking her to weigh in and then having a couple of clarifying questions like, has anything changed with this one here? This feels like maybe it's losing some steam. You know, your perspective on it and bringing her into the conversation really does help you create a better partnership. And so try not to be so transactional that it's just like never email it to her and just say, take a look. Mm-hmm. She won't. Mm-hmm. And don't try and just sit there and do it in 5 minutes. Try to actually have a meaningful conversation about it. And you can pair it with, hey, is there anything else that's coming up on your list, you know, that you think I need to be aware of that we're going to, you know, move on to this or anything that might be replaced. And hopefully over time, it starts to build trust because we trust people that do what they say, right? And we trust people that have our back. And you don't trust her right now because you don't think she has your back. But mm-hmm. you can at least build trust from, I'm going to do what I say and be really crystal clear on that. And it gives you at least over time an opportunity to build trust with the rest. And you may, yeah. it may never come, you know, it may never come, but it's the best way I know to start at least with somebody that's a crappy manager or feels like a crappy manager.
Yeah.
One thing you didn't say to me is that she advocates for me and it feels right. like I'm assuming a lot, but I'm assuming she's not advocating for you and helping you grow because you got a bad performance appraisal. Is that true?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's because she's very pleasant, you know, for the most part, she's a very nice person, but I'm not getting a lot of affirmation, like no positive affirmations of job well done, which is, I know it's a lot to ask for mm-hmm. a lot of people,
yeah.
but, you know, it's hard to know what direction to go sometimes when I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
And then also like I've asked to be involved in specific, there was an implementation, that I asked to be involved in. I thought I was perfectly qualified for it, but she was very resistant, you know, sort of citing, oh, we have all these other projects mm-hmm. to work on. Mm-hmm. So that was very discouraging because mm-hmm. I thought it'd be great. And so, yeah, that's really what it is. I don't know that she's really my advocate yeah. right now. I don't know if it's intentional, but it's hard.
Is it a big enough company that you can create advocates in other areas of the company?
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, and you know, I've been there several years and I think mm-hmm. earlier in my career with under the previous manager, I felt like I did. And I think now I'm sort of buried under another layer. Mm-hmm. So it's harder, but I think I could work harder.
Yeah. On that, you need to do that. You need to do it. And this is why I sit in promotion meetings, right? I've done this for 20 years where all of the leaders come in and they have this big debate over who should get the promotions and who shouldn't. And the number one reason, time after time, I can tell you exactly why somebody's not going to get the promotion. What they say is, you know what? I don't know that person. And the manager mm-hmm. will inevitably come back to somebody and say, well, I guess I'm your only, you know, advocate and the others don't know you as broadly. And you're going to need to have some experiences with other departments in order to have people support for a promotion. And knowing that that is the number one reason people don't get a promotion in those meetings, I would say get out ahead of it. Because we're also not sure if she's your best advocate anyway. So get out ahead of it and start, you know, getting to know the other leaders. Start planting seeds. If there's a department you might want to work in or you have some interest, go ask questions about it. You don't have to make any promises, but tell me more about your department. I'm really interested in what you're doing. I'd like to learn more. You know, and start to ask those questions so that you can begin to build a relationship in the event that you can't repair this relationship and have to move on, or in the event that your manager just isn't very good at advocating for you.
Yeah, that seems like a much better approach, you know, than going above her head. I mean,
yeah, that'll kill you. You go above her. Here's how that's going to play out. You go above her head, and that manager's going to go talk to her and say, she came to me and talked to me and she's concerned about this because they can't fix anything unless they talk about it. And then she's going to feel like you threw her under the bus and whatever bad feelings she had about you are going to be exacerbated by about 10x. So that is a very costly approach to trying to get something fixed, and it never works to get it fixed, by the way.
Yeah. You're right. So is everyone else I talked to, but you know, I needed that. confirmation.
I've watched that blow up so many times. But yeah. Anyway, I hope some of that helps. It's not a perfect answer for you, but there's a lot of complicated things. But the first thing I would do is run at the problems you said that you have, because it will take the tension out of the relationship and show that you're listening. And the next thing I would do is get crystal clear on your objectives, because it's harder for her to come down on you if you're both on the same page on that. And I think those two things will help. And in fact, awesome. I should tell you, in my book, The Unspoken Truths for Career Success, I have the script for that conversation about getting aligned mm-hmm. with your manager, the whole script, if you don't have the book yet, and for those listening. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lifesaver script. I recommend everybody, no matter where they're at or what company they're at, has that conversation. So yeah. That's all I've got for today. Thank you so much for calling in. I really, really appreciate you being so open about really rough things. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And I love your content. I've been watching you for a while now. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. If you like my podcast, you will absolutely love my book. It's called The Unspoken Truths for Career Success, Navigating Pay, Promotions, and Power at Work. I wrote it because I could see that people didn't understand why some people got ahead and some people's career stayed stagnant. So if you're interested in building a more frictionless career path for yourself and having a better experience with work, this is a book that you need to have. It's called The Unspoken Truths for Career Success. You can buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or go to my website at thejobdoctor.com.